So this is Sabrina George for New Comedy Radio at the Shetland Island Festival, still in Topanga Surge. So what subject... and who has to pick you up on top of it?
Thank you.
Very funny, Sergei. So what happened then? So you left with sort of drumming, not that formally educated, but you definitely got enthusiastic.
That's what I said. After service in the army, I went for higher education.
Right.
Based on my theoretical knowledges of college, music school, whatever, because it's already professional education.
Okay.
I went for higher education.
And in the army, were you also constantly training? Or were you in the music section of the army?
In music section. In the ensemble of Sun and Dance for 2 years. It was a great experience.
What's that?
It was like a platoon. It is actually a platoon, the structure. Platoon with the three... subdivision, I don't know how to call it in English.
So divisions?
Division is too big. I mean, it is 10 people, you know, plus yeah. 30 people
okay.
each. So it's three tents.
Okay.
And one tent are musicians, one tent are dancers, or one tent is a choir, or dancers.
You could be a dancer in the army.
No. It is ensemble of song and dance.
Okay.
It is like a... You know, this is it. It's a propagandist.
So you would go around to different army bases to entertain them?
It is in our region. I was in my region.
But it was mainly the army you entertaining?
That's the only... Sometimes for even just civic people, civilians as well. It's all right. As soon as they like, for some occasions, to have soldiers, ensembles on the dance, strong young boys, you know, just... 20 up to 25.
Were they all Cossack dancers?
Some dancers was Kumos, sometimes could be Russians. Cossacks like Cossacks Ukrainian ones flavor to
okay.
make it different because Cossacks came from Ukraine from River Dnieper, and that movement spread by Tsar to Pacific Ocean, and everywhere different type of Cossacks was.
Be influenced, yeah.
You could say because Cossacks are the same. She given the more lands over here for next Cossacks, but they all came from one place, from River Dnieper originally, and then from Don. That's what is Cossacks, Russian Cossacks.
Sergei's doing lots of hand gestures. I hope you understand what he's saying. He's done a whole map with his hands. So then you left the army. You decided to go to high school?
For high degree. Institute, university.
And that was also to do music?
Yes. I was graduated as a band of... a leader of jazz band and drama. So.
Right.
This is what my education was completely was.
And was it at that point that you started to develop your own band?
I was part of a lot of shows, you know, just a lot of bands who already exist. And I moved from one band to another, joined the collecting my experience playing different types of music, different types of jazz. And the folk music as well.
So in the army were you playing jazz as well?
I'll tell you what. Remember this Chicago Transit Band? Do you remember Chicago?
Chicago Transit Band. Never heard of it.
It is in 70s, fantastic Chicago band, you know. And what I did, I definitely did arrangement for this Soviet few songs. I made up some arrangement. I just subscribe some bits of the arrangement for intro, for example, for a song we played Chicago. But nobody knew that we just copied American style. It was sound great for trombone, saxophone, trumpet, something like this.
So you would do what, a 5-minute arrangement and then lead into the...
I mean, not five, but at least introduction, you know, from one of American songs. We just copied completely to enjoy the sound.
Right.
And we kept the same style afterwards
right.
with the melodism, of course. We actually did write since. We we were all quite experienced musicians at that time. That's why they actually were taking the people who already shown them their professional level quite suited to trust to make a music, you know, because it's like a it is a face of army, you know, just the propaganda. It's very important for Soviet regime, you know, was at that time to think we are all going to communism with our with Lenin and our
completely fabulous.
That's it.
And at that time, were you starting to develop a bit of a comedy slant about it, or were you that completely not possible?
No. I mean, it was like anyway, it was comedy act on a stage, and I was. Big deal of the part of it, you know, anything about army comedy situation, we were very satirical about something, some wrong sides of behavior, you know, soldiers. It was so acting was a great deal of my personality all the time, and it is quite mobile, the group of musicians and actors and the dancers and the with different background, some of classical, because part of the instrumental group was highly educated cello players, violin players, you know, just to bring any to make possible to copy any popular songs what already exist, just to sing it around. Voices was great, professional singers was it's a great experience for a couple of years. I've met few fantastic people. Just
could you do anything like satire about the situation under the communist dictatorship?
No.
Absolutely couldn't have. Not even a raised
eyebrow. There is no mistake. There is no mistake possible. No. To be honest, I wasn't communist myself. Never. But somehow. Inside, I can't say subconsciously, but consciously, I was hope in a miracle. What if in 1980 we will have communism? Because it was promised. Khrushchev declared communism in 1980. In 1961, I was very young boy, but I still remember that we knew that communism will come in 1980. Until 1980, I was waiting. I mean, not
consciously.
Consciously, I was somehow deeply. Maybe miracle could happen. I don't know. Maybe they are actually right people. You know, they obviously wasn't. But what can we do?
I was so told. You were part of an underground scene that was doing really dark jazz things down in some deep cellar with terrible jokes about the communist
yes,
state.
Yes, we did.
You were doing that?
We did, of course. Between ourselves, we could say whatever, but you...
Definitely didn't do it outside.
Yes, it is definitely... You can't say it out, yeah. You know, just...
So what happened when everything changed?
Oh,
you were then working as in lots of different bands, as
yes,
a full-time musician, professional.
You mean in the perestroika time?
Yeah, well, sort of from college, I presume you were you working in Moscow at that time?
No. I was in Chelyabinsk.
All right, still there.
Still there.
Oh, okay.
In the Chelyabinsk, so I was working with different bands. Playing music, doing shows, you know, this is traditional, just routine jobs, you know. Lucky me, I was accepted as a good musician, so I had a job in the good venues to make a living, because it is average. It's interesting, by the way, about instruments. I remember I bought my instruments, the premier English drum kit in Moscow, and I spent that time all my saving for this for many years. Actually, I borrowed some money from my sister to buy it, and I very quick, by the way, I mean with no percent, of course, and I bought it for I spent about 5,000 rubles. 5,000 rubles, what does it mean? It means that average income in Soviet Union that time was 150 rubles a month. Probably my income, I was top how to in quite good places to play with well paid. It was night job, so it was good paid. I mean, and some extra, maybe not very much recording, but some another sort of participation for theater recording some music. You know, there was not samples yet created, you know, made like a computer. So live music was the only chance to record something for any production. And that, so I've been involved in this sort of activity. But what I'm trying to say, so with about 200 rubles a month, I bought drum kit, which cost 5,000. It means I spent my income for 2 years and more, and more than for 2 years. This is what was normal happening in Russia. So to buy good instruments, you have to be ready to spend this amount of money. Otherwise, you will play just on rubbish. I don't know. As soon as I change for drumming, you know, just for many years, I never stopped to play accordion. I increased my quantity of styles to understand, to participate, to be capable. A couple of days ago, we did a gig in North Row. Three days ago, in North Row, and a band called Homebrew was playing fantastic style of music. It was in the Bray, and band was called Sturi String Sextet. Mm-hmm. There were five of those. That's funny. Yes. And they created this band just for now. It's a revival then, of their revival. and then five of those called them Sextet, because the sixth person went to America with
the last song, minute.
But they're not traitors. They decided to keep that way despite the five of those on the stage. Funny. And they were playing fantastic piece of music. I said, guys, what is it? It is not energy of hornpipe, but the style, like the swinging, like and they said, no, it's polka. They playing, they start of making polkas in that swingy style by triplets in within the structure. It was so cute. So good, you know. So as soon as I know what that movement is all about, it's making me opportunity and giving me opportunity to accept it quicker. I like it. It's fantastic. I don't know. I like it very much. And they just make it like that with no. I like it because people sometimes, you know, waiting for someone who will proclaim this is right, this is not. I'm not myself that person who will wait for this. And I do not like people who say, why are you playing this way? So, because I wanted it, you know. And I was very happy for those people who play in polkas their own way, because they wanted it. They like that way.
Sounded good to them.
That's what I mean. And to me, and to everyone, because freedom! I feel like William Wallace. Yes, freedom. Yes, yes.
So, what happened when Perestroika came then? You sort of like immediately think, great, I can go and get all the original music and find out who's black and who's white.
I'll tell you what. I was at the time making a living in the Caucasus area, on the Black Sea, on the south. I went there with my polynose problems, with reacting on the trees, you know, with the pollen. So we went to live there. I'll give you one example. I was ashamed by one person who was, I can't say friend of mine, I knew him. And he, just before Perestroika, during Perestroika, he joined Communist Movement Party. And he was, hypocritically, happy about this, you know. I joined this, now it's such a great movement forward, you know. And I'm and as soon as, after Perestroika, as soon as his wife, who was a German, arranged her leave with two children to Germany, he left with no doubts, with no thinking about it. Just a hypocritical as all this system, you know, just which was wrong. So I was seeing such a sense, you know, in my life when people was changing their points of view.
Their allegiance quickly, one way or the other.
That's
yeah.
it, you know. Decide I don't like it. I don't. But I was very happy, and I was very happy to see the movements of Gorbachev with all his leadership, and which was connected to a lot of changes in the life. He take a lead of a lot of some wrong movements, but mostly the big one, good ones, which actually finally we've got that situation.
So what happened to you? Did you think, oh great, I can now go and find out more about all these other musical influences, I can travel around more, or did you just go, no, I'm just going to stay in Russia?
No, I've been teaching music, accordion, and the drums, and then I've been invited by music college in that town, South Russia, to teach in music college. So I joined this happiness, and I joined one just trio to play, together. That was very happy. Then one of those musicians left for good musician, very good musician, guitar player. He left the Soviet Union that time yet Soviet Union for Israel, and then we became trio again. So guitarist left. He was just actually the locomotion of this the group. He left. As soon as opportunity came for him to left, so and we start to play three of us, and we were making music quite successfully. It was man and wife, friends of mine, the couple, and me, with the singing as well and playing drums. So we were quite active, and as well as I did a lot of MC job as a compare for concert program. Somehow people liked my style on the stage to make jokes. Quite soft style.
Right.
Soft style, not very much leading, but in Russia, in Soviet Union that time, comedians was very popular, but it is a class, yes. But comedians was for the beginning in Russia as a performers, and writers was providing them with scripts and information. It was hard for me because I was like a local comedian, MC, who was leading them to select something which is could make my own face on the stage, and I was busy with doing something else. But somehow, people invited me very quite often,
and you were writing your own material.
I didn't write. I probably improvised it a lot because
it was still coming from you. It wasn't somebody else.
Yes, from me. Some jokes, of course. I was looking for jokes all the way around. You know, for something which is not used very much, but quite funny and suitable for the moment or whatever, and I was active as well with local papers to writing articles about reviews about musical events, which was happening in my region, that southern part of Russia and Black Sea, and I wrote about school competitions, jazz festivals, whatever, folk events, whatever comes, the papers, some very often ask me about to analyze what's happening. It's proud to do. As soon as they accept my points of view on the music, you know, just I guess.
So what made you leave all this fantastic hive of activity and move to Britain?
It is probably just opportunity. I don't know. I was trying to sort it out, even this education moments. You know, I was writing articles. I visited Britain before a couple of times before I decided to stay.
As a musician?
As a musician.
Right.
1993, I came as a jazz trio. And in 1995, I came as again. Already on my own, with I arranged it educational departments, Gloucestershire, whatever. So as soon as I've been that time, the head of jazz department at Music College, it was 1995. And then I came back and went to a lot of newspapers articles with articles about comparing education in Russia in the UK. I was calling for discussion at least, but I met huge resistance of the powerful people, you know.